This is Al Simpson. President Bush's proposed sale of F-15s to Saudi Arabia is really a win-win prospect for Americans. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. By strengthening Israel and friendly Arab nations like Saudi Arabia, we boost our political influence in the Middle East and also reduce our own defense burden in the region. Selling the Saudis 72 F-15s could mean less American involvement there in the tragic event of further war. And Ted, while all you Democrats do is rant about taking care of people right here at home, President Bush has turned your hollow words into action. This sale will keep 40,000 high-skill aerospace jobs right here in the good old USA, not ship them overseas like you mumble about. Ted, every time opportunity knocks on our doors to offer peace and stability in the Middle East, liberals like you always slam it shut and toss away the key. Ted, sounding retreat has always been your chord on foreign policy, and it's an old tune that will come back to haunt Democrats on Election Day.
Al, you're stuck in George Orwell's 1984 time warp. War is not peace. George Bush himself rejected your argument after the Gulf War. He said the arms race in the Middle East threatened world peace and pledged the United States would take the lead to end arms sales there. Once again, President Bush's actions flatly contradict his words. Today, the U.S. is the number one arms peddler in the Middle East. It's a sad comment on the state of the economy that he's escalating the arms race in the Middle East to keep jobs here at home. President Bush's mismanagement of the economy the past 4 years is coming home to roost. These frantic pre-election moves on jobs are transparent attempts to buy votes. The American people see through that trick. Bill Clinton has a jobs plan for the next 4 years, Al, not just for the next election, and it's not an Orwellian plan either. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.